welcome to The Last Track, where we help people showcase the last track of their life story in their final wishes. I am your host, Brian Norris, the co-owner of Bateman Funeral Home in Newport, Oregon. Just like a song can bring you back to a day, a time, and a memory, so too can a well-planned service. What we're going to do today is we're going to talk a little bit about people who maybe haven't had the chance or haven't taken the opportunity to discuss their final arrangements with their family. And could be possibly that you're in your 40s and, you know, dying is the last thing on your mind. But then what happens is when people take seriously ill or there's a sudden death, some of the challenges are that the families then need to try to make that decision for you. And that can be really difficult. I can tell you, having met with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of families now, that those families that have done a pre-arrangement or have talked with their family members before they become seriously ill, it's so much easier because then you don't have people sitting there going, what did mom want? Did she want burial or cremation? And then you don't have the split family going, I'm pretty sure mom wanted burial. Well, but wait a minute, cremation. I think she said cremation. Or even worse is when they get to the point of now the finances will be dictating the final arrangements. Maybe mom wanted to be buried, but the money's not there. And so having those conversations in advance really helps to make those decisions, those final arrangements, a lot easier. So let's talk about how we do that. You know, there's different things out there. We have a booklet. It's free. People make an appointment and come in and pick these booklets up. And in the booklet, it talks a lot about different things. It talks about burial. It talks about cremation. It talks about property, cemetery property, and that kind of stuff. And then one of the best parts of the book is right in the middle. You can go in and you can write in information of where your important items are and your wishes and maybe songs or what you want to have done at a memorial service, that kind of thing. There's also things that you can go online. I mean, you can go to a website of that funeral home. I know at our funeral homes that we have, you can go online, you can fill out a pre-arrangement information. You don't have to fund it. You can just say, keep this on record. And that we have that option where you can just keep it on record and you can put it in a folder so that if somebody does pass away, we have that information on file. You can go to Amazon. Amazon has lots of books out there on, you know, there's one book that actually comes to mind. It's like, I'm dead now. What do I do? You know, those kinds of things where you can have all of your information placed in these books. But let's talk about, when is a good time to have those conversations? It's better to have that conversation. Maybe you're out to dinner and you've just renewed your estate planning and you're talking to your children about those things. It helps with peace of mind so that the kids, the grandkids aren't making those decisions for you and they can have that peace of mind. It helps financially, because you're already having those conversations and you're talking about having money set aside for a service, life insurance policies, where do you find that? Pre-arranging at a funeral home where you've paid in advance and you've let the kids know or the grandkids know where that information is. It helps to be able to maybe do it in chunks and parts and pieces. So you can have the conversation and then you can talk about the financial part. And then you can save the money and talk about purchasing that life insurance policy, going to the funeral home and doing a pre-arrangement. You can do it in parts and pieces, and it doesn't all have to be done at one time. It also gives you a chance to shop. You know, when I get a call at 2 o'clock in the morning and somebody's saying, how much does this cost? and they're shopping around. And they have to make their decision based on what's the least expensive. That's a really hard position to be in. You know, 2 a.m, dad's now passed away. Son or daughter is calling because mom can't make the phone calls and there's not a lot of money. Hasn't been any planning. And they're going, how much does this cost? Okay, let me call another funeral home. You know, and it depends. I mean, if you're in a metropolitan area, you might have, you know, 10, 15 funeral homes in the area. When you're out in a rural area like we are the only funeral home. And there's not a whole lot of other options. We started to talk a little bit about natural openings, that kind of thing. You know, if you have an appointment at a doctor's and you come back and the children say, hey, how'd your doctor appointment go? You can say, yeah, it was good, but we need to have a conversation. That's a good time to do that. When you're planning for retirement, let's say maybe you're looking at 62 to 65 years old and you're getting ready to retire. And one of the things you want to put into place is your final arrangements, because you're getting closer to that age. And the last thing you want to do is have a unexpected expense that can be anywhere from $1,500 to $15,000. And not having planned for that. Making an advance directive. If you're doing an advance directive and you filled it out, there's no reason that you can't make a copy and give those to the people that will be doing your final arrangements for you so they know. Do they want to be revived? You know, DNR, you know, heroics, those types of things. And what are your final wishes? Hopefully, this gives you some help, some information. Please, again, pass this on. Send it to somebody that may be interested or is doing something along these lines right now. You know, every podcast, we take a moment, and we take a moment to remember all the families that are experiencing a loss and to light a virtual candle in their memory. So let's take a moment and remember them. This has been The Last Track. I'm Brian Norris, and you can find out more information about Bateman Funeral Home at our website at batemanpacificview.com, or you can visit us on Facebook. If you have any feedback or any questions about today's episode, you can leave us some feedback on our Facebook page, or you can give us a call, 541-265-2751, or you can email us at info@batemanpacificview.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you very much, and I hope you have a great day.